Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Greetings, Bark Radio listeners, and we hope you're staying cool this very, very hot summer.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And your furry friends, dogs, cats, fur coats. Yikes!
Yeah, don't forget those guys too. I mean, they're suffering in this heat, and some of them don't get to come into the air conditioning.
Oh yeah, and if they don't, shame on you, by the way. But yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
We're going to talk about heat, and we've talked about heat in the past. It's one of those things where I've seen some folks taking their dogs to stores. It's 90 degrees outside.
Leaving them in their car.
Yeah, leaving them in the car. It's 90 degrees outside. It takes about 10 minutes to reach 120, 140 in that car.
And even with windows cracked. Yeah, I mean, come on, people. Try it yourselves.
It doesn't take very long for it to reach 120, 140 degrees in that car.
Yeah, and so the deal is, guys, summertime, hot, hot weather, don't take your dog with you when you go tooling around. Just leave them at home where it's cool, and they will be very, very thankful that you've done so. I believe that it is, in the state of Virginia where we live, isn't it illegal to leave your dog in a hot car?
Aren't
there fines attached to it or something?
I don't know that the fines are enforced. What I've seen is the police have come there and take the dog out of the car. I've been at a point where I was going to call, but as I'm arguing with the store people to page the idiot that left the dog in the car, they actually come out to their car.
So idiot identified and situation resolved.
And the interesting thing that I've heard from the different stores is, well, they yell at us. Well, let them yell at me. Please yell at me. I beg you to yell at me because we will have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. And you will be educated. or something.
You'll be verbally abused, if nothing else.
Verbally bludgeoned, even.
Yeah.
So guys, don't do it. It's a horrible thought, your dog dying because of the heat in your car, and it can happen. It can happen really quickly.
Right. Really, really fast. Again, if even with the windows cracked in the car, it's 10, 15 minutes tops.
That's
before
it.
Heat stroke starts, and you don't want that. You don't want to deal with that, and the dog sure doesn't want to deal with that.
Seriously, so don't do it. So if you do have a dog and you can take your dog with you in where you're going, then there's the whole issue of hot pavement.
Yes, which is a really big issue. If it's too hot for you to walk barefoot on, it's too hot for your dog to walk barefoot on.
And one of the worst is black asphalt.
Right.
That just sucks up the heat.
Yep.
But any pavement, what I do is if I've got a dog with me, I'll reach down. If I have sandals on, I'll take my sandal off and put my foot on it. If not, I'll reach down with my hand.
Yeah.
I want to know how hot it is.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, we've seen pictures of what heat can do to a dog's pads.
Yeah. It'll fry them just in seconds. It
takes layers of that protective pad off that skin. It's horrid, and it'll take time for it to heal, and you will go to the vet, and your dog will be miserable. They need their feet.
Right. If it's 77 degrees out and the sun is shining down, the black asphalt is 125 degrees at midday. So imagine if it's 100 degrees like we're seeing here in the East Coast. What is that, 150, 170 degrees on the asphalt?
Bad. Just don't do it. And remember that sand, if you go to the beach with your dog, is the same thing.
Yeah.
It gets just as hot. And so we have a couple of suggestions for you. If you do, for example, if you have a service dog, or if you just have a dog who goes with you everywhere, couple suggestions on protecting pads.
Well, one of them is something that's going to take a little bit of work, and that's called muttlucks. And they're basically little booties for dogs. And you can wear them in the winter, you can wear them in the summer. They're fine. Most dogs will manage it. It just takes time to train them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an ointment that Dee likes to use.
It's called Musher's Secret, and it was originally created for dogs in the far north to protect their pads and between their toes as sled dogs. So from all that ice and stuff that can get gunked up in there. And we've also found, though, that it works in very hot temperatures. I had a client last summer who tried it at the beach with her lab, and she put it on the lab's pads Before they went to the beach, she observed. You know, if you observe, you're going to see if your dog's uncomfortable with the heat, you know, on their paws. Her dog was fine, went in the ocean swimming, came out, was still fine. So it did not rinse off in the water. So those are two really good options for you, either Booties or Musher's Secret. Some people don't like the salve stuff, Musher's Secret, because it does leave like little paw prints if you put it on in the house. You have wood floors. Yeah, you're going to see them until it really absorbs in. But from everything I understand, it works. And the Booties come in a variety of different looks. Some that are better for dogs who are going to be out in the field running a lot. Right. Maybe one version works better than the other. City dogs, different version. Maybe even a winter and summer version.
Yeah, I've seen the winter ones where they're more like a winter boot, mm-hmm. and they're warmer, and makes sense because pad is susceptible to cold just as much.
And think about this: if you live in a climate where your dog needs paw protection in the wintertime, part of that protection is from the toxic stuff that's used to melt snow and ice in parking lots, on sidewalks, on that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. The dog gets that on their pads. It can burn the pads, but also they can lick their pads and ingest it. So good reasons for wearing Booties.
Yeah. So, you know, common sense plays out here, and we all know about it and talk about it. Not common sense isn't common with everyone, so that's why we want to bring it up again, and we bring it up every summer as things get warm.
Remind. Yeah. And here's another thing, guys, just in general terms. You got your dog with you, you're going to take the dog out of the car and go in somewhere. As you're pulling into a parking place, look around you. One of the best things you can do in very, very hot weather is get your dog where you're going quickly. And so what I do is I have a tendency to skip to the nearest grass, and yep. then to another piece of grass, or maybe some mulch. It's less hot than the pavement, right? So I'll be bouncing around to get to where I'm going to go in, and just be aware of when you're standing in the sun and when you're standing in the shade. Right. Dramatic difference for your dog. So, again, common sense stuff.
Yeah, it's just stuff that we want to keep reminding, and be sure to, you know, help share the information, because not everybody mm-hmm. thinks about it. You know, they're not all that dog focused.
And maybe we can segue from this into, if it's so bloody hot, how do you exercise your dog?
Well, you had an interesting experience that I think is really a good one, but I have not tried it myself.
I haven't either, but I got to visit with one of my clients recently. They have a service dog, and part of the deal with service dogs, we got to keep them healthy, man. They got to have plenty of exercise. And blow off steam, too. And this particular client had bought her dog a doggy treadmill, and it does not look like a human treadmill, except it's got a tread on it, and it's longer because these large breed dogs, this is for a Labrador Retriever, they have a longer stride than a human being, mm-hmm. and you don't want them to go flying off the back of it. It also has no hand grips because they don't have thumbs yet, the large size that is appropriate for lab, I asked my client about it. She said it's the best $900 she ever spent. It's a lot of money, but what I saw was a dog who really loved doing it. The person that she's a service dog for is 14 years old, and so Amy sat cross-legged and facing the dog in front of the treadmill to encourage her to run. And she started out slow, mm-hmm. so the dog was just, you know, running at a very comfortable rate, and then gradually increased the speed. By the look on Maxie's smiling face, she was having a blast. I mean, just running. It also told me she needed that. She needed that heavy-duty exercise.
Yeah.
And then she did the cool-down and the whole thing. They live in a place where I am told it's either hot or cold. There's no in-between. And so this came up last year. How do we exercise our dog?
Yeah.
And I suggested a treadmill, and man, it is fabulous. So they also make them for small breed dogs. They're less expensive. But it's just something to keep in mind. What a great thing to be able to do to get your dog good quality exercise, keep those muscles built. You got a dog who's got good muscle tone, you got a dog who's healthy.
Right.
You know, so the other one is, crap, my brain just left.
It happens to me all the time. Welcome to my world.
Never mind. Oh my God. I know what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for those of you who live where you can take your dog swimming, it is wonderful summertime, a wonderful summertime activity, great for their joints and their their whole body. It's a great whole body exercise. And I have some clients in Florida who have pools. Mm-hmm. Those dogs swim year round. If you have a clean-ish lake, streams, whatever, anywhere where you can swim your dog, that is another great summertime exercise.
No, that's a good point. My dogs wouldn't like that. They don't like water enough to, but labs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, water dogs, most of them are going to go, yeah, man, that's fun. Yeah. So be creative, because just because it's hot and you can't take your dog out to like for a run, there are other ways to exercise them.
Yep. And, a tired dog's a good dog. We always say that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So exercise is important. Keeping them healthy is important.
And it's good for their mental health as well.
Yep.
They need something to do. They get bored.
Yes, they do.
And bored dog, bad dog. Inevitably. So. All right.
Try to stay cool. Keep your doggies cool, too.
Happy summer.